Anything else about this paper?
About that paper, probably, unless you can think of something yourself.
No, no, there's not much of a thing I can say about this, because I find it very good. There are some, in fact, things that I didn't know that are here. The date I didn't know. Mm-hmm. There is a piece of paper that John Michel Hunter gave me. I still have it at home. Where it says, in Fort Albany, in 1640, some priest came in that was the first Baptist, and...
Father Albanel.
I think so, yes, that's the one, yeah. So it recorded. Do you have that information?
A little bit.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Not in there, mm. But there's not a lot. There's probably stuff available in archives in France, or maybe some of the church archives, like the Jesuits.
Yes, yes.
But it's not in the, I don't think it's in the Jesuit relations, because the Jesuit relations are about the priests that came up the St. Lawrence River and up into the lakes like that. And those priests came up in ships into Hudson Bay.
Yes, sir.
So it's not published, as far as I know, in that group. But it's got to exist somewhere. The actual records and journals of those priests. Yeah. They've got to be somewhere, probably in France, I'm guessing.
I have that piece of paper. It's only one page.
Yeah.
And, no, two pages. John Michel Hunter gave me that.
Yeah.
He was given to him a long time ago when he was a priest, when he was a chief.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking him about this. We were talking about when did the Catholic Church came to exist in James Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking about this Xavier Fafard and Albany, the Albany or whatever you call him, the priest that was called Albany. So he says, yes, yes, I know that. Yes, I saw it in the paper. I got the paper. So he said, I'll give it to you, show you. A month or so later, he came up and he says, this is what I'm talking about. So he showed me two pieces. There's a picture in there, in an island in the Fort Albany, the community that was divided into. You see the missionary house and you see the church. No, you didn't see the church. But in there, that's what it says in the other page. It says, the first baptism and the first marriage, and there were names that were there. Carta Quabit, there were the names, very famous at them, and who were married. The first marriage was performed, and a group of people were baptized that time, one summer. I don't know how many families. And this was Father Albany, whatever you call him. So that he was going to do that. In the picture, only the picture shows the old the priest house. Mm-hmm. It has a flat roof and three-story, I think. So the information that was there is written in English. And I keep it somewhere. I have it someplace with my, the treaty. The treaty, remember the treasure of the picture? And it's in there, that piece of paper. Just to keep it. So it must be someplace.
Indeed.
Yeah. It tells you exactly when the priest performed the ceremony in Albany, after they built the houses. The thing is 1600. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around 1660, I think it is.
That's right.
Yeah. So they must have traveled there a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. But only by ship, I think. Not coming by the canoes.
Anyway,
explain how they got to York Factory and Fort Severn and those places, and Fort Albany too, for that matter. Well, maybe we take a short break and a cup of tea, and then we get back to that other thing.
Okay.